This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says Russian President Vladimir Putin made a big mistake by suspending his country's participation in the last remaining U.S.-Russia nuclear arms control treaty. In his first comments since Putin's announcement Tuesday, Biden, who is in Poland to meet with NATO's eastern flank allies, condemned the Russian decision to pull back from the treaty known as New START.
Article 5 is a sacred commitment the United States has made. We will defend literally every inch of NATO. Every inch of NATO.
Biden spoke Wednesday in Warsaw as he is wrapping up his whirlwind four-day visit to Poland and Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday that China's president will visit Russia amid U.S. concerns over Beijing's stance on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has confirmed that China's President Xi Jinping will visit him in Russia in the near future, and that the country's relationship is reaching, quote, new frontiers, with an obvious nod to competition with the West, which fears Beijing could start providing Russia with weapons for the Ukraine war. Historically, China has distanced itself rhetorically from the war and hasn't given material aid to Russia, which could expose it to U.S. sanctions.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Some 95% of Ukrainians are confident in their country's victory against invading Russian forces, according to a poll conducted in early February. The study, just published days before the anniversary of Russia's invasion, also showed a boost of confidence towards Ukraine's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, and 118 humanitarian and development parties are appealing for more than $1 billion to assist 2.2 million South Sudanese refugees and host communities in five countries. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports South Sudan is facing multiple problems, including a fragile peace agreement, sporadic violence, and climate-related disasters. It adds 4 years of unrelenting flooding has caused immeasurable damage to people's farmlands, livestock, and livelihoods. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantu says South Sudanese refugees are unable to go home under such conditions and will likely remain in their countries of asylum for the foreseeable future. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israeli troops killed 10 Palestinians, including a teenager, Wednesday in a raid on the occupied West Bank city of Nablus, while more than 80 suffered gunshot wounds, the Palestinian Health Ministry said. The Israeli army said the raid targeted militant suspects in a hideout apartment accused of shootings in the West Bank. It added troops came under live fire but suffered no casualties. The death toll is equal to that of an Israeli army raid last month in Jenin, further north, which was the deadliest West Bank operation since at least 2005. Pope Francis led Roman Catholics into the season of Lent as the traditional Ash Wednesday Mass, urging the faithful to use the time to put aside materialism and self-centeredness and help others. Participants, including the Pope, had ashes sprinkled on their heads in the customary reminder of mortality during the service. The 86-year-old Pope said Christians should try to touch the sufferings of the poor, truly listen to those in need, and make sacrifices during the 40-day period leading to Easter Sunday, which falls on April 9th this year. The Taliban called on Washington Wednesday to return $3.5 billion U.S. dollars belonging to Afghanistan's central bank after a New York federal judge ruled the families of victims in the 9/11 attacks cannot seize the funds. The U.S. took control of the assets soon after the Taliban stormed back to power in Afghanistan in 2021, with U.S. President Joe Biden saying the money could be made available to the families of 9/11 victims, but a judge in New York said federal courts lacked the jurisdiction to seize the funds from Afghanistan's central bank. I'm Joe Ramsey.